We're going to look at the incredible judgment scene found in the book of Daniel chapter 7 today, and I want to start reading in verse 26. It says, "But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him." One of the most powerful words in the Bible is that little word, but, at the beginning of this passage. After God shows Daniel how the little horn power would exercise devastating power over the earth, and how life would eventually become very difficult for God's people, he closes the vision with a word of hope. "It's going to get bad," God says, "but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion." You know, it's interesting how the destruction of the Antichrist is tied to the judgment. Earlier in the chapter, the judgment scene is described as a time when millions of angels gather to examine the books of heaven, which tells us that the judgment process isn't something that God does by himself. After all, if God were going it alone, he really wouldn't need all those books, because I'm certain he pretty much has everything committed to memory. But the angels of heaven witnessed the rebellion and fall of Lucifer and the eviction of one out of three of their fellow angels. Then, after thousands of years, God is about to bring the human race, which also rebelled against his government, into the kingdom of heaven. So naturally, when you consider that angels are not all-knowing like God, they might have some questions about how things are going to play out in the end. And that's where the good news of the judgment comes into play. Back here on earth, the human race is reaping the consequences of turning the planet over to the forces of darkness. And the devil's wickedness and cruelty come to a head with the horrific enterprises of the little horn. The court of heaven can see the fruits of Satan's rebellion, the suffering that comes when the devil is running the show, and they can't wait to put a stop to it. The evidence in the books is overwhelming. The devil is a murderer and a liar, and God is everything he's ever claimed to be. So as Jesus puts it in Matthew 24, "For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." The verdict of the judgment vindicates the character of God and comes out in favor of the beleaguered human beings who have cast their lot with the Ancient of Days. The persecution gets bad. But the judgment will sit, and the powers of darkness will be finished forever. It's amazing just how powerful one little word can be. And for you right now, there's another statement in the Bible that says the same thing. "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Because you've sinned, you're supposed to die. You've cut yourself off from God, and the suffering brought on by the little horn, quite frankly, is something we deserve because we open the door through the power of our choice. But the door of mercy has been opened for you through the blood of Christ. And right now, at this moment, you have the opportunity to accept God's forgiveness and join those who will, at the end of the judgment, step into a permanently better way to live.